Hello and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is July 21st, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. Weekly news from the Nikonian's Academy and the Academy's director, Mike Hagen. First up, we've hired on another excellent instructor named Carmine Piccarello. He's a professional photographer based out of Connecticut in the U.S. of A. And in addition to shooting commercial work for clients such as Dymo Corporation, Minwax, Danbury Mint, Cuisinart, and GE, Carmine has a successful portrait and wedding business that is in high demand. He's also well known for his excellent teaching skills. He has been teaching college-level photography courses for years and regularly develops new college curriculum as well as new technologies, or new curriculum as the new technologies come to market, pardon me. Carmine has a thorough understanding of digital workflow, lighting, camera technology, and photographic composition. He's friendly, helpful, and a fantastic workshop instructor. The Nikonian's Academy is proud to have him as a member of the faculty. He will start teaching workshops this fall along the east coast of the U.S. You can see more of Carmine's work on his website, and that's www.piccarellophoto.com, and I'll put that in the blog for you. The upcoming Nikonian's Academy workshops in July are scheduled for Seattle this coming weekend, the 26th through the 28th, and in New York on the 27th of July. The Seattle workshops will include the D200, the D80 and D70 workshops, as well as Capture NX and ITTL wireless flash systems, and those will be taught by Winston Hall. The New York workshop will be a master digital printing workshop, one of the ones I told you about a couple weeks ago, and Daryl Schiff will be teaching this one. And coming up in August, workshops will be in Toronto and Minneapolis. So stay tuned to Newsflash for more announcements from the Nikonian's Academy. I'm going to have a news, well, as often as I can get it. So probably every week there'll be a little bit more information about what's going on in the Academy. And hopefully we'll get some heads up on the 2008 schedule. From Nikon, the Nikon School has published two new DVDs specifically aimed at DSLR owners. So if you want a little bit of a visual, maybe you don't have somebody with a DSLR to show you around if you're new to it, check out the blog for the link to some preview trailers of those DVDs. Also from Nikon, there are firmware updates available for the P1 and P2 as well as the S6 Coolpix models. However, please be careful before you run these firmware updates. They are designed to add wireless utility support for Windows Vista and Intel Max. Now the P1 and P2 Coolpix updates, basically, as far as I know, are an update for Windows Vista and can remove XP and all Macintosh OS support. The S6 update is for Windows Vista and Intel Mac. So if you do not have Windows Vista or you do not have an Intel Mac, please be careful before you run any of these firmware updates. All of the information is available from Nikon, and I'll throw that into the blog for you. Just be careful. In other news, the NFL has some new rules that now state that authorized photographers must wear an NFL ID vest. Now it's bright red. Okay, that's not so bad. The downside of this to all you Nikon fans is that it has some pretty big Canon logos on it. Bit of a shame, but hey, what can we say? Maybe we'll see some Nikon cameras out there anyway, and some neck straps, and we'll compete with our yellow against the Canon. The BBC has canceled its Photographer of the Year contest. Now, those of you listeners in the United Kingdom will have heard that a lot of contests and phone-in contests have gone awry with the BBC. There's a lot of controversy about that, and as a result, the Photographer of the Year is one of those contests that has been suspended. On slightly more cheerful news, a Nikonian Pascal Beatens has been a major player in the launch of a new online magazine and internet TV station that is dedicated to fine art photography. If you're interested, please check it out at www.fineartv.tv, and I'll put that in the blog for you as well. Moving on to the forums, it's been an up and down kind of week, kind of quiet, so I'll just jump in with the forum of the week that I've chosen, which is the Glamour and Portrait Commercial and Studio Photography Forum. So if you're interested in taking up some portrait work or some studio and commercial work, check out this forum. There's some threads about how to photograph reluctant six-year-olds, as well as the opportunity to have anything critiqued by your fellow Nikonians, and information about posing models, and a whole lot more. So if you're interested in those categories and want to ask some questions, jump right in there, fire off a new thread, and ask away. Now, to wrap things up this week is my choice photo. It's entitled Croc, and that's about all I'm going to say about that. Remember that if you have any comments, questions, or feedback, feel free to email me at newsflash@nikonians.org or drop us all a line in the podcast feedback forum. We're waiting to hear from you, and we try to get back as soon as possible to any of those posts. That's all for me this week. I will be back next week with another edition of Nikonians Newsflash.